WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood relationship guru. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, the podcast where we dish out daily affirmations and wisdom for building a love life that shines brighter than a disco ball. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in your relationships? Or maybe you find yourself reacting impulsively and saying things you later regret. Well, babe, guess what? You're not alone. And the good news is, we can totally work on this stuff together. Think of self-awareness as knowing your own strengths and weaknesses like the back of your hand, recognizing those triggers that send you spiraling, understanding how you express your emotions, and knowing when you need a little space to recharge. Emotional intelligence? That's all about reading the room, understanding other people's feelings, and responding with empathy and compassion. It's basically the secret sauce to navigating relationships smoothly. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sounds like a lot of work. But trust me, it's totally worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-awareness and emotional intelligence game. First things first, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. What sets you off? What brings you joy? Journaling can be a great way to unpack those emotions and gain clarity. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly find yourself comparing yourself to others? That's a red flag. Mindfulness helps us break free from these autopilot patterns and stay present in the moment. Second, develop your emotional vocabulary. Instead of just saying I'm upset, try digging deeper. Are you feeling frustrated, hurt, betrayed? The more specific you are with your emotions, the better equipped you'll be to communicate them effectively. It's like having a whole new set of tools in your relationship toolbox. Third, listen actively. When someone is talking to you, really focus on what they are saying both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact, nod your head, and ask clarifying questions. This shows that you care about what they have to say and helps build a stronger connection. You know that feeling when someone truly listens to you without judgment? That's pure gold. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean you have to condone their actions, but it can help you understand their motivations and respond with compassion. Remember, everyone has a story sometimes, we just need to listen more than we speak. Finally, be kind to yourself. Cultivating self-awareness and emotional intelligence is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but that's okay. Learn from your mistakes, keep practicing, and celebrate your progress. You got this. Think about a time when you felt completely understood in a relationship. Maybe it was a partner who knew exactly how to make you feel better after a tough day, or a friend who just listened without judgment as you poured out your heart. That feeling of being truly seen and heard is pure magic, right? It's a direct result of strong self-awareness and emotional intelligence. But here's the kicker. We can create that sense of connection with everyone in our lives, not just our closest loved ones. So remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness, expanded emotional vocabulary, active listening, empathy, and self-compassion. They might sound like a lot, but trust me, they are the ingredients for building rock-solid relationships and living a happier, more fulfilling life. Ready to put it all into practice? Start by paying attention to your own emotions throughout the day. What are you feeling? Why? How do you express those feelings? Share your thoughts with someone you trust, even just jotting them down in a journal can make a difference. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every small victory, and most importantly, keep showing up for the people who matter most. I'm cheering you on, loves. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can spread the love far and wide. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.